Yo, what up? It's me. It's me, KD863. And I'm sitting here right now with my family, the whole family. We're all sitting here as I record tonight's episode of the Dream Mover Podcast. And what are we going to talk about tonight? I have absolutely no idea, but my family is here with me and we're all going to talk together. My daughter, she's a little emotional right now because she's getting her hair braided, and she has incredibly beautiful long hair. But y'all know how it works. When you have long hair, you have to sacrifice. And sometimes that means going through a little bit of pain to make sure that you look your best. Aisha's getting it braided right now. She's having a rough time with it. You know what? Let's talk about just that. Let's talk about going through the fire to get to what you came for and what's meant for you. We'll call this episode, we're going to call it Sweat Equity. The work you're willing to put in to get what you want in life. It's a Dream Mover Podcast. Next, you know what? Never mind. Cue my music. Let's go. So I just logged into investinganswers.com. And you done now? You done? All right, guys. I guess that's my way of being told to start over. So what up? It's me, KDE63. And I'm back here with my family. And we are looking at today's topic, which is sweat equity. Now, I'm up here looking at investinganswers.com. And it says that sweat equity... I feel like I'm sitting here with Steph Curry's daughter who keeps on, like, talking over him while he's, like, doing commentary after the game. So sweat equity is used to describe the... And there goes my son. Really? You know what, y'all? I can't do this. We're going to have to... I'm sorry, y'all. We're going to redo this again. All right. You know what? Re-cue my music. And you know what? Y'all are mean. Let's go. Family, why won't y'all let me record tonight? Why? Why won't you let me do my podcast? Like, Daddy's up here trying to do something positive, and you will not let Daddy... Hey, don't you cut me off, little girl. Yeah. Man, why won't you let me podcast? What about you? You got anything to say for yourself? Why won't you let me podcast? Because I pooped. So I can't podcast this week because I pooped.
Oh my goodness.
You are just being a very please sit down. I can't be the only person that, like, does podcasts that has to deal with this. You know what? I'm gonna throw this out. Oh my god, son, you stink. Okay. Stop that. Let me tell y'all some of the... You know what? Let me talk to you guys about this. Let me tell you what some of the most irritating things are about doing a podcast and having a family, okay? So here we go. Topic number one of irritating things that happen while you're recording a podcast and you have a family. If you have a baby, like the baby that's next to me right now, then that baby is always loud when you're in the middle of your session recording. And they always come and chime in at the moment that you're saying something that's extremely important. And they're so loud that you feel like you have to, like, raise the volume of your voice to get your point across. Like right now. Oh my gosh. It's like she understands. You know what? She probably does understand me. And she's doing this to be extra. So that's number one of the irritating things that can happen with family. Irritating thing number two is if you don't communicate. Say, for example, I do this a lot. It's my bad. When you forget to tell your family that you started recording, So you're in your room where you do your recording at, and you start recording your podcast. And the next thing you know, my wife comes open the door. She's like, "Hey, I need you to do this." And I'm sitting there like, "Oh, it took." I was at 15 minutes of recording, and then I can't go back and trim out the part where she said what she said. So now all 15 minutes I put together, gone, gone. Thanks, babe. Gone. And now I got to start this whole podcast over again. So that's number two of the irritating things is when you forget to tell everybody about you being in the back recording, doing what it is that you do. All right, so now, number three is when you're in the middle of recording and your small children walk in the room and they want to start asking you for stuff that they can already get access to. Like for me, my son and my oldest daughter, they're both freaking geniuses. You can't tell me otherwise. The small one, she'll get there. These two freaking geniuses. And they'll walk in on me, and my son will walk in and he'll be like, "Hey, Dad, hey, Daddy, I gotta pee." And I'm like, "Dude, there's a toilet like literally 3 seconds away from you. Walk over there and use it. Guy, I mean, really? Really? It's right there. Just go." But he wants to make sure he keeps me informed because his daddy is a military guy, so he feels like he has to do stuff like that. I don't know. All right. Anyway, guys, I know I just like this is probably wow. This has got to be the most random podcast episode I've done so far. Okay. Anyway, next segment. Let's go. Yay. Hey, guys, just a reminder. December 15th, my new book, Altitude, Tales of Resilience, will be out everywhere. We know it a lot, not everywhere, but it'll be out on Amazon for you guys to purchase. So, again, December 15th. You are an undefeated baby tonight. You know that? Will you stop that? They can hear you. I'm telling you, reigning, defending, undisputed baby of extraness of the world. Anyway, guys, Altitude, December 15th. Matter of fact, we're just going to go ahead. I'm done. We're done with this episode. Thank you guys so much. Appreciate you listening. Make sure you're following me on all social media at Official Cake Fits. It's nothing but love, guys. I really, really appreciate you listening. Sorry for my youngest being so extra that I can't see it. And now it's quiet. Now, can I try to record again, honey? Yes? Okay. Thank you so much for tuning in to the podcast. I really appreciate it. And I'll see you guys with some more top quality. I quit. Have a good one, guys. KDE63. Now my oldest is laughing. It's KDE63, guys. I'm out of here. Hey. You are so fired.